We bless your name. We bless your name. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we worship. Now lift your voice to him and say, Father, this is the second day of this special program. Double my miracles today, Lord. Go ahead, talk to the Almighty God. Oh, Father, double my miracles today. Double my testimonies. Double my joy. Double my breakthroughs. Double the anointing today, Lord. This is the second day, Father. Double my miracles. Double the signs. Double the wonders. Double the miracles. Double the testimonies. Double my joy, my Father and my God. Double my breakthroughs, Father. Give me double today. Double power, double anointing, double strength, double joy, double success, double victory, double promotion, double everything, Daddy, double. Everything divine in my life. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. We are serving the God of miracles. I know. Yes, I know. We are serving the God of miracles. I know. Yes, I know. Hallelujah. We are miracles, I know. Yes, I know. We are serving the God of miracles, I know. Yes, I know. Hallelujah. We are I know. Yes, I know. I am serving the God of miracles. I know. Yes, I know. Almighty God, we want to say thank you for yesterday. Thank you for visiting us. Thank you for miracles you have already wrought. Thank you for disappointing those who have written us up. Thank you for giving us a brand new beginning. Thank you for turning the tide for us. Father, accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Today we are here for the second dose. In a very special way today, double our joy. Double our miracles. Double the signs and wonders. Double the anointing. Double the power. Double our testimonies. by the end of this day, Lord God Almighty, in all our lives, let your name be glorified double. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. And let somebody shout hallelujah. Shake hands with one or two people, prophesy to them and say, your joy will be doubled today. And then you may please be seated. 1 Kings chapter 19. Reading from verse 19 to 21. 1 Kings chapter 19. From verse 19 to 21. So he departed thence and found Elisha the son of Shaphat, who was plowing with 12 yokes of oxen before him, and he with the 12th. And Elijah passed by him and cast his mantle upon him. And he left the oxen and ran after Elijah and said, let me, I pray thee, kiss my father and my mother, and then I will follow thee. And he said unto him, go back again, for what have I done to thee? And he returned back from him and took a yoke of oxen and slew them and boiled their flesh with the instruments of the oxen and gave unto the people, and they did eat. Then he arose and went after Elijah and ministered unto him. Somebody is going to have a divine visitation today. This is the second day of this very special divine encounter program. And we have been looking at someone who had a divine encounter. Yesterday, we looked at the widow of Zarephath. Today, we want to look at Elisha. Elisha had a divine encounter and got several things as a result, out of which we are going to mention only five. Number one, he got a divine visitor. Somebody visited him in his farm. He wasn't expecting any visitor, but he got a visitor. And this visitor is a very special one. He's someone that the Almighty God sent to him. I'm believing God for someone here today that before this day is out, you will receive a visitor of joy. When he woke up that morning, he wasn't expecting a visitor. And whenever God wants to visit somebody, that's the way he does it, in a surprising manner. Moses woke up one morning, he wasn't expecting a visitor. Exodus chapter 3, verse 1 to 5. Exodus 3, verse 1 to 5. But he got a visitor. God paid him a visit. He suddenly saw a bush burning, and the bush was not consumed. And he said, this is strange. I've not seen this kind of thing before. He turned round to see, And God called him by name. Gideon, in Judges chapter 6, verse 11 to 12, Judges 6, 11 to 12, was hiding from the enemy. He was busy in the farm, but he was hiding from the enemy. And he got a visitor, even where he was hiding. You know, one of the beautiful things about God is that he knows your address. You can't hide from him. When he was sending a messenger to Saul of Tarsus, he told the fellow he was sending, "I want you to go to this particular street, and when you get there, ask for the house of a particular man, and when you get to that house, ask for a man called Saul, born in Tarsus." God knows your address. And the visitor of joy that is coming your way will not miss the way. In 1 Samuel 16, verse 11 to 13, 1 Samuel 16, verse 11 to 13, David was in the bush taking care of his father's sheep. But the Almighty God knew where he was. There were some people who gathered together in the house expecting to receive the miracle. But the Almighty God said, "Yes, Samuel has come to this house, but he has come to this house for one particular person. And we are not going to sit down until we bring that fellow. Deep within me, I know God arranged this meeting because of one particular person. And it doesn't matter where you are seated. He knows your location. He will zero in on you." Now, according to Acts chapter 10, verse 34, Acts 10, verse 34, the Bible says God is no respecter of persons. If Moses got a divine visitor, and Gideon got a divine visitor, and David got a divine visitor, you will get your own. Before I ask you to pray the first prayer, I just want to remind you, those of you who have heard the story before, those of you who have not heard it, you hear it for the first time, of the story of a woman happily married to her husband, but the mother-in-law didn't like her. And one day, the mother-in-law was returning from the market. The young wife ran to meet the mother-in-law to welcome her. And the mother-in-law took a bread, a loaf of bread, and gave it to her and said, "Eat this one and use it to block your womb." The young wife said, what kind of joke is this? But stupidly, she ate the bread. And from that day on, she stopped menstruating, which means, of course, she remained barren. But then one day her day came, and your day will come today. We were going to have a crusade in their town. And I don't mind mentioning the name of the town, see, so let you know it is a true story. It is in Oyo. She heard that we were coming. She decided to fast and pray. In the afternoon of that day, while she was praying, she fell asleep. And suddenly, in a dream, she saw Some people come in dressed like doctors. They open up her belly and began to pull out something that looked like a rope. And at the end of the rope was something that looked like a loaf of bread, but it was very black. They put her up and left. When she woke out of the dream, her bed was wet with blood. She had started menstruating again. By the last time I heard concerning her, she already had 5 children. I want you to stand on your feet and pray your first prayer loud and clear and say, Father, in your miraculous way, send me a divine visitor. Go ahead, talk to the Almighty God. Send me a divine visitor today. In your own miraculous way. I don't know how you are going to do it, but send me a divine visitor. I need a divine visitor today. Send me a divine visitor. I need a divine visitor today. In your own miraculous way, send me a divine visitor. Send me a divine visitor. I need a divine visitor today. I need a divine visitor today. I need a divine visitor today. Divine visitor today. I need a divine visitor today. Oh yes, Lord, I need a divine visitor this very day. I must have a divine visitor. I must have a divine visitor from heaven. In your own miraculous way, Lord, send me a divine visitor. Send me a divine visitor. Please, Daddy, send me a divine visitor. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Almighty. Thank you, Almighty God. Send me a divine visitor today. Let me have a divine visitor. Pay me a visit today. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. His name. Please be seated. Number two, he didn't just get a divine visitor. He got a divine touch. Because Elijah threw his mantle and threw it on him. Now, Elijah was a powerful man of God. He was a fireman. In 1 Kings, Chapter 36 to 39, he caught fire down from heaven to show the idol worshippers that God is the only living God. In 2 Kings chapter 1, verse 9 to 12, 2 Kings 1, 9 to 12, two times he called down the fire from heaven on those who have tried to come to arrest him. So we know who Elijah was. And then this same man threw his cloak, his mantle, upon Elisha. So Elisha got contact with this man who was a fireman. He got a touch from God. Now, whenever God touches a man, a miracle must happen. In Deuteronomy 34 verse 9, the Bible said that Joshua, the son of Nun, was full of the spirit of wisdom simply because Moses laid hands on him. But you might be thinking, are you saying that after we finish tonight, we should all line up so that the general overseer can come and lay hands on us? No. You can get a touch from God even where you are seated. Because in Mark chapter 10, verse 46 to 52, Mark 10, 46 to 52, there was a crowd, there was a multitude, and there was Bartimaeus. Of all the people in the crowd, he was the only one who got a divine touch. And Jesus didn't lay hands on him. Jesus simply spoke and said, "Receive what you want." And he got it. Tonight I am saying, receive what you want. Some of you will remember the story. I was visiting a certain man of God in Kaduna to conduct some programs for him. When I finished, he asked me to go and wait in his office while he would be attending to some people. And he puts a man at the door to make sure that I would not be disturbed. But very soon I began to hear through the door an argument between a woman and this man. The woman said, "I want to see the pastor." The man at the gate said, "What do you want to see him about?" And the woman said, "It's none of your business. It's the pastor I want to see." To cut a long story short, she came in, dressed like, her sisters in the north, only the eyes showing. And she began to speak. "Sir, I've come to you because, number one, you don't live here, so I know you are going. Number two, I've not heard anybody speak about God the way you have spoken about him today, and so my faith has risen." So I said, "Okay, so what's the problem?" She removed her dress, the covering, the headgear, and I saw that she was a leper. Terrible disfiguration all over her face. So I shrank back. "What are you doing here? Why didn't you go to the hospital?" She said, "If I go to the hospital, they will send me to the leper colony. Who will look after my children?" "Why didn't you ask the people here to pray for you?" He said, "Hey, I told you." The reason I'm telling you is that even if you pray and nothing happens, you will not be here next week. But if I ask the people here to pray for me, when they see me coming next week, they will say, "Here comes the leper." I know you are not going to be here next week, and I heard you talk about God, and my faith is risen. Pray for me. I prayed for her. I can assure you, I didn't touch her. Some months later, I was back in the same church. As I was coming out of the car, there was this beautiful woman coming towards me, smiling broadly, saying, "Sir, do you remember me?" I said, "No, ma." He said, "I was the leper, but your God touched me." Stand on your feet. Lift your voice to the Almighty God and say, "Father, give me a divine touch today." Open your mouth and cry to the Almighty God. "Father, give me a divine touch today. Give me a divine touch today." "Father, give me a divine touch. Give me a divine touch. I'm not asking for a touch from the general overseer. I'm asking for a touch from you. Oh Lord God, give me a divine touch today. Give me a divine touch today. Almighty God, give me a divine touch today. Please give me a divine touch, a divine touch, a touch directly from heaven. Lord, give me a divine touch today." "Give me a divine touch today. Give me a divine touch today. Please, Lord, give me a divine touch today. 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 Please, Daddy. Give me a divine touch today. Touch me directly from heaven. Almighty God, touch me directly from heaven. I'm expecting a touch from you, my Father and my God, directly from you. Almighty God, give me a divine touch today. Give me a divine touch today. Thank you, Daddy. Thank you, Daddy. Give me a divine touch today. Give me a divine touch today. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. And so shall it be in Jesus' name. Please be seated. On that day, a certain door closed in the life of Elisha. From that day onward, he was never a farmer again. A door closed, but another one opened. I'm believing God for someone here today. God is about to open a new door to you. By the time you read from Exodus chapter 1, chapter 3, and you come to Exodus chapter 4, by the time you get to Exodus chapter 4, verse 20, you will discover that the day Moses had an encounter with God, a door closed in his life. Was never again a shepherd of goats and sheep. He was on his way to Egypt to become a shepherd of a nation. In Exodus 14, verse 21 to 28, Exodus 14, And if you like, we can read the whole story from verse 1 to 28. When the Almighty God visited the children of Israel by the Red Sea, a door closed permanently in their lives. But a new one opened. As a matter of fact, Moses told them that all the enemies, all the problems they have seen up to that moment, he said they will never see them again forever. A door closed, and then another one opened. In Luke chapter 5, verse 1 to 11, Luke 5, verse 1 to 11, that day when Peter had an encounter with Jesus Christ in his boat, a door closed in his life. God took him away from fishing, and he became a fisher of men. Another door opened for him. Some of you will remember the story of a young man who came to me and said, "Daddy, pray for me. By next year, I want to be one of the three people who will sponsor the convention." At that time, the convention was big. About 10,000 people will come. And it took a lot of money to sponsor it when everybody is poor. But this young man came and said, "Daddy, pray for me. By next year, I want to be one of the three people who will sponsor the convention." So I prayed for him, and he left. The following day was a Monday. He came running to me. "Daddy, I asked you to pray for me so I'd be able to sponsor the convention. I got to my place of work today and they sacked me." I laughed. "Daddy, why are you laughing?" I said, "Are you going to sponsor the convention on your salary? Your salary, salary is less than 1,000 naira a month. You want to sponsor the convention with less than 1,000? I said, "God is shutting a door so he can open another." Stand on your feet. Cry to the Almighty God and say, "Father, open new doors unto me. 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 Every door you have to shut in my life, shut them. And then open new doors unto me. Open new doors unto me. Please, Daddy, open new doors unto me. Open new doors unto me." Open new doors unto me. Open new doors unto me, Almighty God. Mighty doors. Great doors. Open new doors unto me. Please, Daddy, open new doors unto me. Open new doors unto me. Open new doors unto me. Lord God Almighty, open new doors unto me. 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 Please, Lord, open new doors unto me. Open new doors unto me. Oh, yes, Father, please, open new doors unto me. Open new doors unto me. Thank you, Father. Open new doors unto me, please, Lord, before it is too late. Open new doors unto me. Open new doors unto me. Father, open new doors unto me. Open new doors unto me. thank you, Almighty. Glory be to your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. And so shall it be in Jesus' name. Please be seated. That day when Elisha had that divine encounter, number four, he began his journey into his destiny. For every man, every woman, God has a plan. He has a purpose. In Jeremiah chapter 1, verses 4 and 5, Jeremiah 1, verses 4 and 5, God said to Jeremiah, he said, "Before I formed thee, I knew thee. While you were yet in your mother's womb, I have already ordained you to be a prophet to the nations." So you are not an accident. You didn't come just by accident. I planned you from the beginning. In Jeremiah 29 verse 11, the Bible made it clear that that plan of God for your life is a good plan. I said, "I know the purpose I have concerning you. It's a good purpose, wonderful one." That purpose of God for your life is what is called destiny. Destiny. Many a times people live and die without even realizing what is their destiny. But somehow they have a feeling within them. God has a plan for my life. I'm supposed to be greater than this. Moses knew, he knew, I wasn't an ordinary child. That's why when he went out to see the Egyptians, his relatives, the Jews, and he saw an Egyptian beating an Israeli, he defended the Jews and killed the Egyptian. And then, of course, he was a fugitive for 40 years. But the day he had a divine encounter, the journey to his destiny began. Gideon thought he was supposed to be just a farmer until he had that divine visitation that I mentioned earlier on in Judges chapter 6 from verse 1 to 16. Judges 6, 1 to 16. The worst thing that can happen to a man or a woman is to live and die without discovering what's my destiny. Or discovering it too late so they can't fulfill it. And when God is interested in you, he has a way of blocking any move that will take you away from your destiny. That's why he could shut one door to open another door. I've told you the story before. I went for an interview, Commonwealth Scholarship interview in those days. The Commonwealth nations have scholarship for people from developing countries like Nigeria. And I wanted to go to one of the Commonwealth countries, Australia or whatever, to go and do my postgraduate degree in mathematics. I came to the interview at the University of Lagos. And the panel sat down and they were asking me questions. And you all know that in mathematics, when they ask you a question, it's either you know the answer or you don't. There's no guesswork in mathematics. If I ask you what is 2 plus 2, you say the answer is 4. If I ask you what is the square root of 2, some of you will say, "What do you say?" I didn't even know that 2 has a root, whether square or round. question they asked me, they were simple questions. And I was wondering, do they know that I'm a honors degree student of mathematics? But when they finished asking the question, and I was already confident, now I've got this one, there was a man among the panel who was fast asleep all the time. So they woke him up to say, "Sir, I have a question for this young man." He said, "Oh, yes." He said, "Where is Entebbe?" And I answered, you know, without thinking, I said, "Sir, I am not here for geography." So everybody laughed. But the man was the chairman. So I had made him look ridiculous. So of course, you know, I lost the scholarship. But as I was coming out, I met somebody who was my lecturer at Nsukka. And he said, "Ah, Enoch, what are you here for?" I said, "I've come for an interview." "What interview?" "I want to go for further studies abroad." He said, "You? You don't have to go anywhere. Come over to Lagos. I will supervise you." That's how I ended up at the University of Lagos. That's how I got born again. That's why I'm standing before you today. Stand on your feet. Raise your voice to the Almighty God and say, "Father, today, let me begin my journey into my destiny." Open your mouth and cry unto the Almighty God. "Today, Almighty God, let me begin my journey. You have shut some doors. You have opened a new door. Let me begin my journey into my destiny. Help me, O Lord. Help me, O Lord. Let me begin my journey into my destiny. Let me begin my journey into my destiny. Let me begin my journey into my destiny. Oh, Father, let me begin my journey into my destiny. Today, today, let me begin my journey into my destiny, please, Daddy." As a result of this divine encounter, let me begin my journey into my destiny. Let me begin my journey into my destiny. Let me begin my journey Let me begin my journey into my destiny. Moses was 80 years old when he began his own journey. Let me begin my own journey now. Let me begin my journey into my destiny. I'm not too old yet. I'm not too old to begin my journey into my destiny. Thank you, Father. Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Please be seated. So shall it be. Number 5, and this is the last one for today. From that day onward, Elisha had a change of levels. He woke up a farmer. He went to bed a potential prophet. In John chapter 5, verse 2 to 9, John 5, verse 2 to 9, that tells us the story of the pool of at Bethesda, A man who had been sick for 38 years had a divine encounter, and he left the company of the sick forever. In 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 1 to 7, 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 1 to 7, that widow of one of the sons of the prophets who was heavily in debt had a divine encounter. Not only was she able to pay her debt, she never borrowed again. She left the level of the poor forever. In Exodus chapter 12, from verse 30 to 36, Exodus 12, verse 30 to 36, the children of Israel had a divine encounter just one night. And people who had been laboring, who had been cursed, who had been tormented, became a blessing. The one who had been tormenting them begged them, "Bless me also." A change of levels can happen in less than 24 hours. And I will just remind you one story some of you have heard before. Now, the reason I'm telling these stories is because they illustrate the point. I told you of a friend of mine way back in 1956. My parents were poor, but at least I was able to go to the grammar school. His own parents were poorer than my parents, so he couldn't even go beyond primary six. And so one day while I was away at school, he was away doing clearing job for one man, far in the bush. And as he was hoeing the ground, he heard a sound. The hoe has struck something. When he cleared the thing around, it was a very big pot filled with coins, gold coins. He looked round, left and right, saw nobody, so he brought the coins home. Can't remember how many trips. And then he took one of the coins to a goldsmith because he didn't know the value. The goldsmith looked at the thing and said, "Where do you get this one from?" He said, "Do you want to buy that one?" He said, "Yes." And the goldsmith mentioned a price. My friend was so surprised, he said, "Ha!" The goldsmith thought he was saying the price was too low. So he said, "Okay, I will pay you double." And my friend said, "Ah." And the goldsmith said, all right. To cut a long story short, he paid him five times what he promised for one. And asked him, "Do you have more?" Less than 24 hours, my friend became extremely rich. And within weeks, I never saw him again because levels have changed. Stand on your feet. Cry to the Almighty God and say, "Father, my level must change this year." Oh yes, my levels must change this year. Physically, my levels must change. Materially, my levels must change. Spiritually, my levels must change. My levels must change this year. Almighty God, my levels must change. My level must change this year. Almighty God, my levels must change this year. My levels must change this year. Almighty God, my levels must change this year. My levels must change this year. My levels must change this year. Oh, yes, Lord. My levels must change this year. My Almighty God, in your miraculous way, my levels must change this year. Physically, my levels must change. Materially, my levels must change. Spiritually, my levels must change. My levels must change this year. My levels must change this year. My shadow must begin to heal. My shadow must begin to raise the dead. My levels must change this year. Spiritually, my levels must change this year. Materially, my levels must change this year. Physically, my levels must change this year. In every area of my life, my levels must change this year. 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 Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. Thank you, Almighty. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. And so shall it be in Jesus' name. Please be seated as I conclude. Like I've told you again and again, nothing goes for nothing. If all these things we have prayed about are to come to pass speedily, from the story of this Elisha fellow, we have things to learn, things God requires from us. Number one, we must be ready for total surrender. That day, Elisha surrendered all and began to follow Elijah. Total surrender, complete and absolute surrender. This idea of one leg in Christ, one leg in the world must end. Total surrender. We must be able to say, like David said in Psalm 31 verse 15, Psalm 31 verse 15, my times are in your hands, O Lord. I surrender all. Commit my future completely into your hands. That's what Elisha did. We must be ready to serve God and his servant wholeheartedly. That's what Elisha did. Matthew chapter 10 verse 41. Matthew 10 verse 41 says, if you receive a prophet in the name of the prophet, you will get a prophet's reward. Finally, we must be willing, like Elisha did, to join the army of the Lord. Elijah was a general in the army of the Lord. Elisha joined the army of the Lord. He decided to follow him everywhere he wanted. The Holy Spirit in Acts chapter 1 verse 8, Acts chapter 1 verse 8, the Holy Spirit is not given to you to roast chicken, it is to witness. God will give you a divine touch so that you can go and win souls for him. You must join the army of the Lord. You must cease to be a bench warmer in the church. You must become an active member of the army of the Lord, winning souls, planting churches, following up converts, going out every day to witness. You must become an active member of the army of the Lord. And then, of course, the beginning is you give your life to Jesus if you haven't done so. So if you are here and you are yet to surrender your life to Jesus Christ, we have just about 2 minutes left before the 1 hour is over. So if you want to give your life to Jesus Christ, you run forward very quickly and I will pray for your salvation. That's your step number one. The Lord. So I'm going to count from 1 to 4. Before I say 4, if you want to give your life to Jesus Christ, you run forward and come and surrender your life to Him. He will save your soul. His blood will wash away your sins. And He will give you a brand new beginning. So come now, even as I begin to count. 1, 2. To join the army of the Lord, you surrender your life to Jesus. He washes you clean with His blood. And then you become enlisted into the army of the Almighty God. Come, He's calling you. 3. Those of you already in the front, begin to talk to the Almighty God. Those of you on the way, cry to Jesus and ask Him to please have mercy on you and save your soul. Tell Him, Lord, have mercy on me. Cleanse me in your blood. Save my soul. I want to become part of the army of Jesus Christ. Make me a child of God today. Call on Him. Call on Him. Those of you on the way, hurry up, because I'm about to pray now for salvation. The rest of us, please stretch your hands towards these people and intercede for them, that the one who saved your soul will save their own souls also. Those of you on the way, don't stop. Just keep coming. Make sure you get here before I finish praying. Let's intercede for them. Wash them clean with His blood, that He will write their names in the book of life, that He will give them a brand new beginning. Come, He's waiting. He's waiting to save your soul. Make this your day. Make this your day. Your own day of salvation. Your own day of joy. Your own day of divine encounter. Come quickly. Come quickly. I'm about to pray now. 10 seconds more, and I will pray. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Savior, I just want to say thank you for your word. Thank you for these people who have come forward to surrender their lives to you. I pray, Lord God Almighty, that today, in your own miraculous way, you will save their souls. Wash away their sins with your blood. Write their names in the book of life. And let them serve you for the rest of their lives. Please, Lord, don't let them go back to sin. And I pray that in your kingdom, none of them will be missing. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Now, those of you who have come forward, let me hear you shout hallelujah. Congratulations. I want to promise you from now on, I'll be praying for you. So I'm going to need your names, your address, and your prayer request. So if you follow this gentleman to your left, who is waving a placard, he will take you to where some pastors are waiting. They will collect the information I want, and then they bring you back very quickly. God bless you. You can begin to go now. Congratulations. 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 Thank you, Father. Oh, glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Now let's take our offering. Make it a worthy offering for the Lord. And again, we're going to pray a violent prayer tonight. As soon as you are ready, you stand on your feet. And then leave the offering to the Almighty God. And open your mouth loud and clear and say, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, with this offering, I shut the door of poverty forever, and I open the door of prosperity. Go ahead, talk to the Almighty God, and pray the prayers if you mean it. In the mighty name of Jesus, with this offering, O Lord, I shut the door of poverty forever, and I open the door to prosperity. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Daddy. Glory be to your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. So shall it be in Jesus' name. Well, with joy in our hearts, let's dance to the nearest basket, drop our offering, and then we'll say the closing prayer, and you'll be on your way. See you tomorrow. God bless you. Okay.
We are serving a God of miracle. I know, yes, I know. I am serving a God of miracle. I know, yes, I know. A God of miracle, I know, yes, I know. We are serving a God of miracle, I know, yes, I know.